Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you. Sunday morning, April 16th. Already halfway through the month of April. Plenty of pollen to go around, yeah. So share it with your friends. No.
Sure.
Don't hoard all the pollen, Dave.
Yes, I promise not to.
Let me sneeze, too.
Okay. You got it, buddy.
Oh, goodness. It's good. You know, baseball underway at all the different levels, and a lot
of
great events coming up as well.
Oh, yeah. I love this time of year.
So, yeah, it's fun. You know what? I think we got spoiled last week with some of that early summer type weather.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Mid to upper 70s, almost 80 degrees.
Beautiful.
I'm like, I love it, but it's early because now like it's more normal, it looks like, going into this week with 60s every day, which is nice. But
right.
I mean, I think Kevin Williams did a Hometown View, wrote up an article as well on the website. It was like, perfect week for spring break because a lot of kids head off from school last
That's
week
right.
and teachers.
Yep.
I mean, what a week to have off for spring break.
Oh, amazing.
70s and sunny every
Nothing
day.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's good
I mean,
stuff.
There was. I feel like there were spring breaks when I was a kid where it was like a little chilly,
oh, yeah.
sometimes a little rainy, and
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, man, I got to spend most of my spring break indoors.
Exactly. No, perfect weather.
So we got a couple things. We're talking baseball this morning, and certainly if you heard most of the opening segment in the last hour on Shore Sports Talk, you heard me break down the basics of baseball analytics and statistics. But we're going to talk some fun events here.
Yes.
Dave, so I want to try to help introduce you to a wide variety of baseball broadcasters across our great game of Major League Baseball.
Okay, fair enough.
Played one clip for you, I think, a couple weeks ago on the show. Want to play another.
That was you with the home run call.
Well, mine, yes, and
yes.
Also Dwayne Kuiper.
Yes, that's correct.
The Giants TV play-by-play voice. So let's see, play this one. This was, of course, the Yankees took 2 out of 3 from the Giants, and then the Giants went to the White Sox, and all of a sudden their offense woke up. So I was happy that it did after the Giants left town. But these are a couple calls that I think will help you introduce you to the magic that
okay.
is
Fired
Dwayne
up, buddy.
Kuiper. So
I'm
here
ready for
we
you.
Go.
Conforto wraps one towards the gap, and it is out of here. Hit high, hit deep, out of here. Yes, hits one high, hits it deep, out of here. High drive, left field, it is out of here.
I like it better with back to the wall. It's out of here. Just saying.
Dwayne Kuiper. Imagine the vocal cords. This man is man's a legend.
Okay. No, he is. I get you.
But I had
like
to start
the
that
back
off.
To the wall. It's that buildup. It's going, and then it's gone. See? And I don't like, forgive me here, I don't like the see ya on the Yes Network.
Well, I mean, Michael K doesn't fall into my top 10 either. But,
okay, just saying. It's not that it's, I want something a little bit more like, here we go, it's gone type of thing. You know what I mean? It's something that really fires you up.
There you go.
Especially if you're not at the game. You're at home watching, you're hoping, and then it's gone. There it
That's
is.
That's why I like what John Sterling does on Yankees radio. When I'm driving around in the car,
well, doesn't he go, oh, Yankees lose. Is that what he says?
Nobody says that. he also only says the Yankees win at the end of the Yankee game.
I'm just kidding with you. Yankees lose. No.
You sound like a goat.
Well, that's what he sounds like a little bit, doesn't he? You know? Anyway, it's all good.
But I digress. So we got a couple. We're just going to transition forward here. A couple events to tell you about before we introduce our guest. Berkeley Girls Softball Little League. So I got a message during the week from a friend of the show, John Hudak, over in Bayville. So it's called Swinging for Sophia, Dave. Berkeley Girls Softball League Blaze is hosting a one-day friendly tournament to fundraise for everyone's Sunshine Warrior Sophia registration. There's details, by the way, you can go to Berkeley Girls Softball Little League. Their website has all the information you need. Co-ed adult game after the tournament. You could register. It's a little girl named Sophia, who was diagnosed about a month ago with B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So brave little girl fighting against cancer, and the whole community ready to support here in Ocean County and in the Bayville, Berkeley Township as well. So fun day ahead of softball, food, smiles. It is on, where's the date here? It's coming. May 13th.
Okay.
There it is. I was overlooking the runway there. found the date. But it's a charity softball tournament for this little girl with Down syndrome who was recently diagnosed with leukemia. Everybody trying to help spread the word and the message, looking for people and businesses who may want to donate as well. You can, again, go to the Berkeley Girls Softball League website and Facebook for all the information there. There's also a GoFundMe page set up. So thank you, John, for sending that along.
Definitely.
And help get the word out. I mean, listen, in the baseball, softball season, there's a lot of fun that goes on and some very meaningful fundraisers as well. So we want to do what we can to help get the word about different things going on in the community. So that is just one of the events. Shannon Kalesa, who was on our show last year from the Jackson-based nonprofit Jake Scott, this is joining us in a little bit. And they have a fundraiser of their own coming up. And Shannon will bring you all the details, so you'll naturally have to stay tuned.
Absolutely. Very nice.
Jackson Police versus Jackson Fire happening again at Shoretown Ballpark coming up in a little bit to help raise some funds for kids like Jake, Shannon's son, who are battling cerebral palsy. So Shannon coming on the show to give us all the details. She's pumped up and excited, Dave, to return to the show.
Yes. We're so glad to have her back.
Looks like a lot of great pictures that were taken from last year's event,
right.
And a lot of people had some fun. And the way she described it, too, with all the police and firefighters, you know, having fun with the kids and going around the bases and, you know,
it's so great.
Building up the entertainment value, I guess, of the ball game itself, you know, those mock, celebrations and stuff
right.
like that and getting into it and whatnot. So it sounded like it was a really great event. And it's great to see that kind of thing, too. So, I mean, fundraisers, let us know what's going on. Shoretime at townsquaremedia.com. And let us know what's going on. Any fundraisers, any events. If you have a softball league or an adult softball league, whatever, you want to get the word out, you're looking for teams and players, pass it along as well, because that's a fun thing to do. It's been maybe a little over a year and a half since I've swung a bat in a game, like an adult softball league game I played in about a year and a half ago. Other than that, it's just been wiffle ball and stuff like that in the backyard.
Now, you played in high school. Am I right in saying that?
Baseball. I played Little League, but
okay.
I didn't play high school
ball.
Yeah,
I didn't either. And one thing about me, my swing, I'm very good at just popping it up. It just, for some reason, when I bring
Not
it
ideal.
Across, it just it goes to right field and just kind of hangs there and falls down. So, no, I'm not a good hitter. That's one thing I wish I would have played in high school, or at least did something with the sport. I'm not saying professionally. I know you're
there
all thinking,
you
yes. No. But I just
Dave's
I didn't.
Saying if he would have had
yes.
Gary Carter as his hitting coach,
yes,
he would
course.
Have been a phenom.
I just, I didn't play much, but what a great sport. I really wish I would have played, but again, what do I do now? I support my Mets and I support any of the local teams and everything they're doing.
Through the injuries and all.
Well, it's a fun sport to watch, to go. Now, for a lot of people that may watch, say the Mets or the Yankees on the TV, it's not as exciting, but when you're at a game, there's just something about a nice warm day, taking it in, smelling the freshly cut grass. It's just something about it.
Sometimes it's too freshly mowed, or it's like, oh,
right,
allergies are firing
it.
Off.
Right, but...
like, whoa, they just cut this a couple hours ago.
It's just a special day to take it in and... especially because, we've been dealing with the colder weather now. It's starting to change and we're,
springtime, baby.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Whether spring or summer, Little League baseball games going on across the board, softball as well. And then you get the recreational leagues of baseball and softball, high school leagues, whether it's at the schools themselves or Little League complexes or, parks in the area that have softball fields and whatnot. It's great to see. I mean, I'll tell you, on a nice spring or summer day, you're driving around, the window's down,
oh, yeah.
or you happen to be at a park, you hear the sound of the bat hitting the ball, you know, kids or ball players, you know, I guess in an adult league, whatever, yelling around, oh, hey, you know, it's hit to left, or
right,
fans
right.
cheering or whatever. You know, wind blowing a little bit. Maybe there's a couple areas, even in times over here where it's close to the water, so you hear some of the beach breeze
cool.
and stuff
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
We're very
so
spoiled having
it's kind
that.
Of like the sights, the sounds, and the smells
Take
of spring and summer with
all
softball right. and baseball happening. And it's special. I mean, you sit in the you're watching a game, you're sitting in the bleachers and or bringing your own chair because, you know, a lot of the bleachers don't have backs.
True.
Which is, we all get older, realize.
Yes. Can be
not
quite
ideal.
Painful. You're right.
Those aluminum bleachers, which could be ice cold early in the spring
oh, yeah.
when you're sitting on them, or extremely
hot.
Or incredibly hot
oh, yeah.
by the time the summer rolls around. You're like,
right.
whoa, here
right,
we go.
Right. You're feeling it.
Hot cross buns. But it's fun to watch. It's fun
oh,
to
yeah.
hear around. Even if you're not playing, you're just watching, or you happen to be like across the park or whatever, it's that's one of my favorite things too. Either whether I'm playing or coaching or watching or whatever else, it's I love to see everybody getting out there playing ball. Doesn't matter how good you are, how good you think you are, it's going out there and having a good time.
Oh yeah, oh without a doubt. Well, let me ask you this. All right, so for high school, I know you played football, right?
Yes.
Track. You were big mm-hmm. into track. Any other sports?
In school, it was just football and track.
Okay.
But I played Little League Baseball for 11 years and recreational basketball with TRBA for a number of years as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was originally I was in soccer, liked soccer a lot.
Ah, there you go.
Basketball. Didn't play football. But basketball. I used to be able to dunk. Can you believe that?
Was it like one of those things where you weren't allowed to play football or you just didn't want to play?
I just didn't play.
Okay.
I didn't, think about it. Actually, no, I'll take that back a step. It's the seasons. Because so football would be in the fall, so was soccer. Basketball was in the winter and you had hockey. So you couldn't play both. It was one or the other.
So be tough.
If you're soccer, you're not playing football. If you're ice hockey, you're not playing basketball. So with basketball, I loved basketball. I used to be able to dunk, and that was a long time ago. Ask me to do that now. It's not going to happen.
You
it's
know,
amazing how high that rim looks now.
Do some yoga, Dave. You'll be able to dunk in no time.
Oh, it's so funny. You know, one thing that does help a lot, you see a lot of people, like you ran track. For people that run track, their ability to jump, because obviously you're running and stretching and working on your strength, it does.
Well, it takes flexibility
right.
and durability, too. I mean, not everybody who can run can jump.
Well, that's true. I couldn't jump. The only way, it's so funny, the only way I could get up enough to do it, and again, I had height, was I have to do the running off the one foot. I was so jealous of people that could take the one dribble and go off both feet and dunk it. You know, I just didn't have that ability. I didn't have that strength.
Not everybody does. It takes like a special kind of coordination and ability.
Oh, it's so funny. On social media, you see different things about, you know, hey, if you want to improve your leaping ability, your jumping ability, if you do this exercise or that. Back when I was in high school, there wasn't any Googling anything. There wasn't, I mean, you had to lean on hopefully the people that could help you with strength training, but
there
wasn't so much, the information wasn't out there like it is now. And I'm like, if I knew this stretch or this exercise, but I didn't.
I feel like that's always the case nowadays. Like if I knew then what I know now,
oh, well,
kind of thing.
Of course, of course.
I feel like with anything in life, like the amount of stretches I've learned nowadays, or even like the idea of acupuncture nowadays, the last couple of years that I've done that, which has really been helpful. Or
sure.
Like, you know what? Yoga's a good thing. Maybe
correct.
I should have tried this
right.
years ago, and I would have been a little bit looser and muscles wouldn't have tightened up as quick.
You didn't have that information. And it's amazing.
Well, I mean, I had the information. I just was like, I don't know.
But yeah, I think now more, it's out there.
Just more open.
Yes,
just more open
is.
To trying new things now.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
I mean, when I was in high school, there wasn't the information about it. You didn't know much about any of it. In my, you know, I just didn't. And it wasn't like I had social media or the internet to go on and look at it or understand it. Either I knew about it or I didn't, and I unfortunately didn't. But yeah, there's so many things now that we know about that are so effective. And, you know, just for overall health or if you're looking to improve some aspect of your
dietary supplements,
you know,
in addition to the old school fruits and veggies and protein and, you know, meats and stuff like that.
Or things you thought were good then, or maybe not so good
like,
now.
maybe I shouldn't do, you know, divulge into those kind of foods as often.
Right, exactly.
You know, save the sugary stuff for every once in a while.
Well, think about the carbohydrates. When I was younger, it's like you needed them. You needed the pastas. You need, you know, for the energy and different things.
Oh, I still enjoy pasta.
No, and I do. I absolutely do. But you look at the importance of it then or at that point, like, this is what you need to do or this is what you need to eat. And you look at it now like, ooh, it
Well, it's about balancing it out. I mean, if you're just eating and eating and not exercising, then it could be worse for you because you're not
correct.
It's not just about working your muscles a little bit; it's about, you know, working your heart rate a little bit and exercising. You can't just have a diet and no exercise exercise and
get that pasta
not a
good
diet.
Day.
Got to have it all balanced there. So you need to exercise every day and just kind of get yourself moving in the right direction.
The problem now is I can look at a donut and gain weight just from looking at the donut, so I have to be very careful. Of course,
I could eat a couple donuts, I'll be fine.
What's that?
I could eat a couple donuts, I'll be fine.
Well, you're very good. No, and this is something you and I have spoken about. Yeah. You're very diligent about your workouts. You're working out with a trainer. You have certain goals that you're looking to accomplish. That's tremendous.
Even at home, it's, you know, I like to work out every day. If you know, if I can't make it one day, I'm like, all right, I'll just work out the next day.
Right.
You know, do something at home. I have enough, you know, equipment at home to, you know, be able to get a good workout in or take my kettlebells, walk around the backyard, do some farmer's walk or something like that. Dumbbells and slider curls and resistance bands and so much other stuff. So it's a good way to work out, feel good about myself, and also, you know, gain some muscle, gain some flexibility.
Is there one workout that you do it because it helps you, but you're like, oh, I hate doing it, but you're disciplined, you do it. But it's like, here you are, you've got to do whatever, and you'll get through it. But is there that one exercise that you just can't stand?
Nah. Okay. I mean, I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to different lifts and working out. I mean, listen, anything, if it's not challenging you, it's not going to help you.
See, I
mean,
like this.
If
this
you're
is,
working out and lifting, and it's like,
speech.
Hey, this is easy. Well, good for you,
I
but it's
squats.
Not doing you any good.
I don't like squats. I don't like the balance aspect of it. It's important to do. I get it.
They're very good. Yeah, for
100%. If you're going to ask me like what I don't like, that's I think it's the balance, the aspect, and maybe just my ability to get down properly is not the best, and you know, so it's not as comfortable to do.
Well, you got to drop down in a certain way, otherwise you're going to hurt your back.
No, correct.
with or without weight.
Right. You're right.
But it's very important to, I mean, work. The one thing that challenges me the most that I need to work on is just my core. Not that I'm looking to get the 8-pack by next week.
The 8-pack. But
it's crunches, sit-ups, planks. You know, try to do some of that stuff, even stuff with my resistance bands, working the, the core from the side. It's important because, you know, the stronger the core, the stronger your lower back and the less pain you're in.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Important stuff to think about.
Yes.
Well, we're all
Notice
getting ready
I'm
for beach
all this
season.
Down here. Yes.
This way, you know, when I go to the beach this summer, I can flex a little
there
bit and say, hey, you know, I'm
Look
feeling
out.
Good.
Here comes Vin. Watch out.
Everybody walks away. they're like, this guy. We got Shannon Kalesa coming in. We love having her in here. She's coming in for the second time. Jake Scott, this is the nonprofit foundation from Jackson Township. Jackson Police and Jackson Firefighters, you know, stretching and hitting the batting cages, getting ready for a big matchup coming up in the next few. Shannon's going to tell us all about it. Coming up after this on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Epineau, Dave Crossan with you. We're talking softball. We're talking baseball. It's springtime. We're
yes,
getting nice weather. And we're all praying and keeping our fingers and toes crossed that Saturday, May 6th, will be full of sunshine and warm weather.
Sun fun.
Maybe a little breeze can never go wrong there. It always helps, especially on a hot day, because it is the second annual police versus fire charity softball game for the Jackson nonprofit. Jake Scott this, Dave, so mark it down.
Will do.
And, keep the fingers crossed for good weather. To give us all the details, though, about what's going on is Shannon Kalesa returning to the show for the second time. Gave us all the details last year about how everything went with the first edition and then everything to do with the nonprofit Jake Scott this. So we're going to talk more about that in the upcoming game. But Shannon, Chapter 1, welcome on back.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having
pleasure.
Me back. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
So, you know, you told such a great, beautiful story last year about how you were just on a mission to help Jake and how it turned into a foundation and it turned into so much more to help out so many different kids. And then part of that fundraising effort was the police versus fire charity softball game between the Jackson Police Fire Departments at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood last year. And such a success that it's coming back for a second round here. So to start with that game last year, how did it go? I mean, it sounded like it went really well, but what was it like that day with the police versus fire charity game last year?
We had such a great time at the ballpark, and it really opened our eyes to a lot of stuff. Very cool. We had a very big turnout. We were hoping, being a new charity, being our first year, we were hoping, all right, if I get 150, 200 people out there, that'd be great.
Sure.
We finished out just a little over 300.
Nice.
Wow.
The police department faced off against the fire. Poor fire guys. I'm very sorry, but the police department whooped their butt.
Oh, boy.
And then the police department then faced off against a team that Jake put together kids with cerebral palsy and gross motor delays.
Okay.
They went out with some help from the fire department.
There you go.
So I guess all the fire department needed was a little help from Jake's friends.
Just a little push.
After that,
yes.
Jake's friends beat the fire department
ringers.
For the day.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. The kids had a great time, and it kind of opened my eyes a little bit more to what we were doing.
Mm.
Originally, as we talked about, my goal was to get as many kids into these out-of-the-box therapies that I know work, that I've seen proven through Jake. That day, though, we had quite a few kids, just seeing the looks on these kids' faces, coming around the bases, sitting in the dugout, hanging out, being so excited. We had one little boy who came to me and said, I really want to play, but I just want to sit in the dugout. I said, how are you planning on doing that, dude?
Right.
I'm scared. He's in a wheelchair. He goes, I've never done it before.
Mm.
I want to cheer everybody on. I want to be with everybody, but I don't want to be out there.
Okay.
So I said, sure, we'll get you a jersey. You can hang out in the dugout. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm going to get a police officer or fireman to carry you around those bases if I have to. Like, we're going to make this happen. He got out there. The fire department said, nah, man, no. Come on, we're going to get you out there. They got him up. He hit it, like, solid in the center field on his
own
from his wheelchair.
Oh.
This is a professional ballpark, too.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
Yes. We were all like, oh, my God. The end of the day, he came off the field so happy. I never had the chance to do that. That was so cool. So happy.
Love that.
And I got a call a couple of weeks ago from his physical therapist to let me know that he joined the Jackson Challenger softball league.
Ah, there you go.
Love that.
Because he got over his fear of being able to be out there.
That's awesome.
So hearing that stuff, we were like, all right, not only do we have to help on the medical side, but these kids aren't getting the opportunity to do the fun stuff a lot of times.
Mm.
Because of financial reasons, because it's a lot of work.
Sure.
Because some of them have parents that might be older and can't carry them around the baseball field
right.
or, you know, can't be so hands-on. So we said, you know what? We got to start putting together some of these fun events, too. Some of them will be community events for everybody to come hang out and see just what these kids can do.
Right.
And some of them will be smaller things focused just on those kids to show them themselves what they can do and give them the confidence in themselves to try new things.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I think with just how much fun the kids had, and everybody else for that matter last year, I think it'll make this second annual police versus fire charity softball game all the more packed and fun, and everybody was like, hey, you know what? That was a lot of fun. I want to get involved
definitely.
With this. So
when we were leaving last year, everybody passing me on the way out was going, we're doing this again next year, right?
That's great.
Can we get
that's when you know it was
involved?
A success.
Like, sure.
Absolutely.
Great.
So what is going to happen with the second annual game? So give us all the details. We want to know.
our second annual game will be May 6th.
Okay.
Doors open at 1. Game starts at 2. Police and firemen will face off first. The winners of that will, again, Jake put a new team together this year.
Boy.
We have 6 new players that are joining us for Jake's
nice.
Team. They'll be out there on the field with their PTs. I have a couple of parents involved, and whichever team does not make the final round, whether it's the police or the fire, some of those guys will be out in the field to help these kids as well.
Oh, that's great.
We'll have raffles. We have a dunk tank where we're doing...
Uh-oh.
They will trade off. We have 2 firemen and 2 police department guys. We'll be trading off for the dunk tank, so you can come out and try to knock one of them into the water.
Okay.
Food and bars will be open.
There you go.
Great family day. It's $20 for adults. Kids under 10 are free.
Very reasonable.
So
nice.
Be a great family day. Our police department and our fire department do have a friendly little bet going on.
Oh,
they knew that was coming.
Watch out, Jackson Police, Jackson Fire.
not only are they, you know, who's going to win on the field, but they're trying to see who can bring more fans in. Who's got the best fans, more
like
police
that.
Or more fire? So that should be interesting, too. It is, you just mentioned Jackson PD versus Jackson Fire. Last year, both the guys had asked me, hey, can we invite guys from other towns?
Okay.
Not sure, unfortunately, which towns are included. I got a captain from Jackson and a captain from team captains from each house.
Gotcha.
And I left the team building up to them.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
They can pick their own towns and see where
they think the best players are coming. I know there's some pretty good police softball teams around Ocean County.
Yes, there are.
Yes, I have a feeling a few of them were from there last year.
Very competitive. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Yes.
I know firsthand how good the Times River Police Department softball team is.
I was there earlier today talking with those guys.
So Jake is putting together his own team. Is there any way for people to volunteer or to get involved in any way with this second annual game?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, www.jakescottthis.org, there's ways to comment or to connect with us through there. There's a simple, you send us your information, and I'll get back to you, let you know what we still need, what's still open. This year, we are including vendors. We have a couple of vendors in so far that'll be on the concourse level. It's $200 a table. We're trying to get more like physical therapy companies, health places, things that our families are going to need and look for and that are always struggling to find a good new PT around here or a good new OT or a place that does bracing for legs, arms. So we do have a few of them in there. We'd like to get a few more.
Okay.
Most of us, like I said, most of our stuff is either on our website or on our Facebook page, Jake's Got This Foundation.
So anybody thinking about signing up to be a vendor or sponsor anything, just go to the website?
Yep.
Or just donate money. Somebody wants to make a donation.
That's
great.
That's amazing,
okay.
too. Absolutely.
Right.
And again, just to circle back on this point as well. So all the money raised with this event is going to Jake's Got This. And what are some of the ways that this event, this fundraising event, will help out?
As you know, last year we were focused. My goal last year was to get one child up to an intensive therapy in Rochester, New York. It's a week-long session up there. They do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's $3,300 for the week. It is not covered by insurance.
Gotcha.
And then you have the cost of staying, and then you've got the cost of equipment that they recommend coming home. My goal was one kid. Somebody pushed me into asking 3 kids, and we actually were able to do 4 kids.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Last year up there.
Wow.
As well as a host of other things. So this year we do have 3 more kids, new kids that we're trying to give that same opportunity to.
Okay.
So this game will go to covering their stay up there and covering their equipment needs when they come home. It'll also go to covering smaller things like PT here, outside the box PT, aqua therapy, horseback riding, different equipment that they can use at home to train and work daily. Maybe not so intensely hard when they have to leave the house to go. It's something they can do just to kind of help them be more independent around the house.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of different ways to get involved, get active.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Grow, build strong muscles and everything, and you know, get involved in different social activities, which I think is great.
Yeah,
I think it all helps.
The social activities are probably my favorite. I love seeing the kids.
Yeah.
And it's great for Jake, and I know a lot of parents are on the same page as I am. A lot of us feel very alone. And our kids feel very alone because they feel like we're the only ones just like me.
Okay.
Especially Jake. Jake is not cognitively impaired. He's only physically impaired. So he's in regular school. He's the only one with CP in his school. So to him, he's like, why is it just me?
Yeah.
Well, now I do stuff like this. We're bringing kids in from Tom's Over Howell Brick, and we are finding kids, even in the same age group, that are just like him. And it's doing wonders for their self-esteem.
Sure, absolutely.
We have a group of little girls that we are in the works of getting together for pedicures and pizza.
There you go.
Very nice.
You know, it's because some of the younger girls are starting to go through that, why me? Why am I the only one? And I have some older girls that have been participating and volunteering their time with us.
That's great.
That have it, that go, no, we want to sit down and tell these little girls, like, look, it's a hard road. You got to work, but look where you can be. Mm. I have a job now. I can drive a car now. I'm going to college now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Stuff's that they can look forward to, realizing, hey, we can do this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, the challenge and the tough road ahead, but yeah, there are people around who could help and that you could do it too, that you could achieve any dream that you have now. Anything that you want to do is within your reach.
And that's part of the reason we do the bigger community events too. Not only so these kids know, but hey, show your neighbors, show the people around you, hey, just a little bit of help or just changing the way you do something just a little bit. All the stuff that these kids can do for the community or can do around the community. As they're growing up, help them get that first job. You know, help them volunteer other places. Show them the things, show the community the things they can do.
Yeah.
As well as themselves.
They're just as equal members of our community as everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, it's we're all welcome. We're all here to play ball and have pizza.
Absolutely.
And, you know, go scuba diving, which I know Jake loves. So,
oh,
I mean, it's all
great.
Here for everybody.
That was such a cool experience.
He had so much fun.
He did, and we ended up sponsoring 6 more kids to do that
nice.
As well.
That's great.
And they were, some of them were a little nervous getting in.
Sure. I mean, I would be too.
I was going to say that as well. Oh, yeah, I would be too.
He wants to get certified now, and they said, okay. You can take him. I was like, I'll find somebody to bring him.
Here.
I'm not doing that. That's too much. But the Handicap Scuba Diving Alliance, they work with veterans and special needs kids.
Okay.
They were amazing. I mean, they spent a lot of time out of the water just to make sure the kids were comfortable with the masks and everything and slowly stepped them into the water. And that was another just great day of kids coming out of the water going, did you see what I just did? I'm like,
oh, that's a
moment of pride.
That? Yeah.
Shane, I want to talk more about the upcoming charity softball game and, of course, more about the nonprofit as well. Can you stay with us? Got to head for
a
quick break.
No problem.
There we go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Shannon Kalesa of the Jackson-based nonprofit. Jake's got this right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long out of wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Carlson with you. With us here this morning is Shannon Kalesa of the Jackson-based nonprofit. Jake's got this. Big-time game coming up in just a few weeks. The second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game to fundraiser to benefit Jake's got this and everything. We'll talk more about the game coming up in a little bit. But one of the things you mentioned a little while ago, Shannon, was the money from this game goes to help out kids like Jake who have gone up for treatment in Rochester, New York, and everything, that some of the money will be used to help out kids get that same type of treatment. So for those who don't know or don't know as much about it, with the fundraisers from this game, what is that week of treatment and therapy like in helping a child with cerebral palsy?
Place up there is called the Key to CP Center. When Jake was diagnosed, I was told he will never walk. He will never sit up independently, and he would probably never talk. That was just something I was not willing to accept. So like every mom, you jump on Google, you start trying to research everything possible. Of all things, I ended up coming across a book called The Boy That Could Run But Not Walk.
Mm.
And the entire basis behind this is, as an adult, if you're in a car accident and you can't walk anymore, they work with you. You go to PT, doctors go, okay, we can get you to walk again.
Yeah.
But for babies, if they can't walk and they have the type of brain damage Jake does, they say, huh, that's a shame. They'll never walk.
Mm.
That's when the brain is developing. That's when the brain's the most malleable. Why would you not work with a child like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Pia Stamp is the woman who created this program with Dr. Karen Pape. They said, hey, can't we at least try? Like, this is the time. This is the time to train other portions of the brain to do those things that the damaged portions are saying your body can't do anymore. So I tracked down this woman, Dr. Pape, who wrote the book. She was in Canada at the time. I called her, and my husband was like, you're not going to Canada.
Good for you.
We'll talk about that one later, hon.
Yeah.
I get her on the phone. She tells me she's not in practice anymore. But her understudy, Pia, has opened this center. She goes, unfortunately, it's in Rochester, New York.
Ooh.
I went, unfortunately. She goes, well, where do you live? I said, I'm in New Jersey. She
it's goes, a little bit closer than Canada.
And you were going to come to Canada? I said, yeah. Absolutely, I was. So she put me in touch with Pia. I took Jake up there. First time, he was just about 3 years old the first time we went up there. And went in with his medical records, told them what I was told, and Pia looked at me and she said, so he's never going to walk? I said, that's what she said. She goes, can we try? I said, I didn't drive all this way. Sure. The first afternoon she had him standing independently, and the second morning he took his first steps 3 years old. Insurance feels that these intensive programs are not worth it. They say they don't work.
Mm.
I'll be the first one to tell you I watched it work.
Yeah.
The way that she was able to do that was by using other parts of the brain. She had music going, and she had him playing with bubbles.
So interesting.
His creative side of the brain was working. She had him blowing bubbles. She continued to move the bubbles a little further each time.
Okay.
Till they were just out of reach.
Wow. Okay.
And he was still bopping around with the music, and he's looking at the bubbles, and he goes, give me, and he's pulling at him, and she goes, no, you have to get them. And he just looked at her, and he looked at me like, well, what?
So yeah, what's going on here? Yeah.
Go get them. And I said, well, how are you going to do that, bud? And he looked at me, and I got this grin, and he just goes, I'm going to walk. I said, okay. So we sat there and watched, and I turned my camera on thinking, I don't care if this kid falls. I don't care. I just, he's trying.
Right.
Let's see what happens. And he took those first steps, and I went running over, and I picked him up, and I'm crying, and he's going, the bubbles, the bubbles. And then Pia started yelling at me. She goes, Shannon, all that work, he gets to the bubbles, and you pick him up right as he's at the bubbles. I'm like, sorry, I was excited.
close enough.
Exactly. I'm like, I'll buy him a whole box of bubbles. Like, come on. And that over the course of the week, she was able to change just the way he knew where his body was in space, the way he realized where his muscles were through simple games at 3 years old, that he realized, if I turn my body into the car, okay, my feet are my headlights. I have to have my headlights out straight before I can walk.
Okay.
Okay, my calves and my, you know, these are my engines. This is my gas. All these have to be in line. All these have to be firing for me to walk. She basically put it in his terms, on his level, and he was able to do it.
Oh,
wow.
We've been up there every year since, and that was why when we started this program, I thought I would love to be able to share this with other people.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have the family support that, you know, the $3,300, although it wasn't cheap, obviously, family, at least around us, everybody chipping in going, no, we're going to get him there. We saw what this can do.
Right.
We'll get him there every year. It's fine. Not everybody has that.
Right.
So I wanted to be that person for these families to
absolutely
get them there, to give these kids these opportunity up there, because it's an amazing week. I had parents come home crying this past year.
Wow.
I had a call from one of the moms as she was up there. You're not going to believe this. I said, what? Her daughter had no use of her left hand at all. She's 14 years old. The second day they were there, she sends me a video of her daughter picking up beans with the hand and moving it over to an egg cart and dropping them in the egg cart and bringing them back. And
that's
unbelievable.
The last day there, she was standing at a counter making breakfast with both hands.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Mindset and showing these kids where the muscles are that need to work.
Yeah.
That was a huge win for me.
That's great. No, I love to hear those kind of that stories of success. Like, hey, this works.
This can work.
You tried
yes,
it, and
it does.
And like the miracle of it all too. Like you go, and then all of a sudden they're walking, they're moving objects around, reaching the bubbles.
It is, as you will. It's not surgical. It's not it's not painful. It's not medication. Like it's simple
teaching everything
in a
how to work.
Way. It's an out of the box thought process that works.
Yeah. It's great, and you know, and credit to the therapist as well. It's like, hey, listen, we got this. He's like, they'll be able to walk around and move around.
Yeah, she's amazing. We talk to her all the time now. Every time Jake gets into a funk, I call her, and she gets on the phone with him, and she's like, really? You're going to quit now? You're going to stop? No, Pia said I have to go. Pia said I have to do this. At least to listen to somebody.
Okay. we all need that coach in our corner, right? With the boxing guy, what's his name from Rocky, right?
Oh, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah. Like in our corner, like yes. Come on, Rock.
Yeah, Jake's got a good team in there. Everybody kicking his butt, going, "Let's go! You're not going to give up now, kid."
Nah, yeah, give it your all. You know, listen, with any challenges in life, right? We all need that somebody or that team of people like to push us, you know, to keep us going. Say, hey, you could do it. You can do this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shannon, what are some of the goals with this upcoming charity game, but also over the course of the year here in 2023, what are some of the goals that you have to help out kids with CP, you know, Shin County and across New Jersey with Jake Scott this?
We are looking, I'd like to get 3 more kids up to Rochester this year. We are looking into a summer surf program, trying to get that off the ground, with a company that will come out with obviously well-trained surfers that have different types of boards to get these kids out there. They love the scuba program, so we definitely want to get more of that in.
There you go.
Some horseback riding. Again, I mentioned the pedicures and pizzas for the girls.
Nice.
We'd like to do a smaller sports-themed night for the boys to get them together.
There you
same
go.
Concept.
Like the sound
like
of that.
That support group for the boys, just like we're trying for the girls. In the fall, we're going to kind of do a back to school thing for them.
Okay.
Most of these kids have specialized braces that are on their legs, their feet, their ankles.
Mm.
Finding shoes for those braces are impossible. And if you can find them, they're often the old people clunky.
Right.
You know, nothing that a kid wants to be wearing. There's a company that makes special shoes that actually zip all the way around. So you can drop the brace right in and it zips right up.
Oh, wow.
And they're kids sneakers.
There you go.
They're cool looking.
Nice.
A lot of them look like the Vans or, you know, the Chucks or that kind of stuff.
There you go.
So this past year, I threw it out there last minute. I was ordering them for Jake for school. And I thought, let me see if anybody else is interested.
Right. Sure.
We were able to do 22 pairs
for
kids.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Another company has just come out with specialized book bags for the walkers and the wheelchairs. So I back to school thing I'm probably going to launch in August to try to do again those same sneakers and these cool new backpacks for the kids. Our goal is always the same, to get these kids as independent as possible, because that's the one thing they all want to.
Sure.
They
want to feel
kids
like everybody
and
else.
Do, you know, kid stuff.
Shannon, what are some other ways that people can get involved and or donate as well, either for the charity game or throughout the course of the year as well, being a 501c3?
Best bet is our website or our Facebook page. Website is www.jakesgotthis.org. On Facebook, we're the Jake Scott This Foundation. Come on out to our events is the best way to get involved and to see what we're doing. We also have a pig roast coming up in the fall.
Oh, there you go.
So that'll be out there on our website. More information on that as we get closer to that.
Mark that down, Dave.
Definitely will.
That'll be in New Egypt. We're starting to move more around Ocean and Monmouth County, trying to pick up more events to spread out further, because we want to involve as many kids as possible.
And for people that want to donate, you're a 501c3. So
yes,
for
everything's tax deductible.
There you go. Yep. And I always say this to people, if there's a certain amount you want to donate, don't wait till the end of the year to do it. You know,
yeah,
you can do it
exactly.
Monthly.
Yeah. We do. We need those donations all year long.
Right. Especially at times, you know, in the beginning of a year where people are waiting to the end to do those donations, do it monthly. Sprinkle it out.
And the beginning of the year is the toughest because none of the grants have been released yet.
Correct. You know. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, keeping those first few months up and going and like prepping for this game before we were able to get some sponsors in place was a little nerve-wracking. I'm cutting it close because one of the things we do is I try to get businesses to cover the costs of our events before we go live with the events.
Makes sense.
So that all the ticket sales, any donations that day, all that money goes directly to the kids. It's not being spent on the field. It's not being spent on the jerseys.
Right.
So I've been lucky. We've had so many businesses step up to cover those costs.
That's awesome.
And we are fully volunteer. Nobody's taking a paycheck. So those donations are going directly to
the kids. Shannon, as we wrap up here, just some reminder details. I know we hit on it early in the conversation, but everything that everybody needs to know about the second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game, which is a fundraiser to help out Jake Scott this Saturday, May 6th, 2 p.m. What do people need to know in terms of attending the game that day, volunteering, donating, becoming a vendor?
Doors open at 1. We have online ticket sales right now are going on. They've already started. You can go to our website for those. We will have some in-person sales well. That'll be on our Facebook page to give you dates and times as well once we secure those.
Sure.
Our fire and police departments a lot of those guys will have tickets on them as well to get out there. And we will be doing tickets at the door as well.
And should people, because I know it seems like there's some recruiting going on here for teams, but should people show up wearing like a police shirt or a fire shirt, you know, stand on one side of the ballpark?
That is it. When you guys get your tickets, we have a police medallion on one side, a fire medallion on the other side.
Okay.
There is that competition of who's got the best fans, who's got the more fans, who's going to show up to support their guys.
Fill the ballpark, people.
You're going to take your part of the ticket and cast your vote, and whichever team brings out the most guys is getting lunch for their department.
I love that.
There you go. There's some stuff on the line here, people. You got to show up to the ballpark that day.
Not fooling around. This is big stuff. I love it.
Shannon, appreciate your time and coming on the show to talk about the event and all the great stuff with Jake Scott.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being here.
That is Shannon Kalesa of the Jackson-based nonprofit Jake's Got This. For all the information you need to know, go to jakesgotthis.org and go to that big time Police versus Fire charity softball game May 6th. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You need a radio guy. You got to go to the radio guys that I go to. Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Frankie Pantangeli. You should be listening to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Yes!
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebneau, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show. Show number 63 in the books. You know what? Because we've been talking baseball and softball, we'll call it the ninth inning here, Dave.
yes, it is.
Time to play Enter Sandman and, you know, whatever else. New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. We got a big game coming up. Saturday, May 6th, 2 p.m., Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, because Jake's Got This. Second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game to benefit the Jackson-based nonprofit Jake's Got This. Shannon Kalesa joined us just a few moments ago to give us all the details and everything.
It's a big deal.
Bragging rights on the line.
Oh,
it's not just Jackson Police versus Jackson Fire. They've been allowed to expand the rosters, if you will, and bring in police and fire from other towns and departments.
Oh, yeah.
So It's going to be big. It was a lot of fun and a big success last year, and they're hoping to fill up the ballpark. So you get the police fryer. I think there's like a competition for whoever gets the most support, the most fans for their side.
Without a doubt. I love it.
And, you know, of course, most importantly, all the money raised at this. It's a nonprofit volunteer organization. The money all goes towards kids like Jake and other boys and girls in our area and across the state, really, who have cerebral palsy.
Right.
And the money will get them or help get them treatment and different sneakers and backpacks. And then certainly
right to the kids
a week up
volunteers.
In Rochester, New York
right.
for basically like occupational therapy and everything to help them walk and be mobile and feel like all the other kids too, Dave.
I think that was so important hearing that, to be with the other kids, and the money that people donate goes directly to them. And that is so important. It's a nonprofit, and it's such an exciting event. And what she had mentioned to the one child that didn't want to come out and play, and they brought him out, and he hit that nice single
nice
up the middle.
Solid line drive.
Really is special.
And just like that, he's like, you know, I had a lot of fun. I want to play again. And people were leaving the event last year, the first time they did it, and said, you're doing this again next year,
you
right?
Might need him for the Mets, buddy. I tell you, you know what? Something up the middle, get on the base. Love it.
See if you could recruit one of the kids to be closer for the Mets, too.
Well, yes, we need that, too. So I'll probably be at the game looking for that replacement without
a doubt.
There you
go. And listen, food vendors, they're looking for all volunteers, too. You can go to jakescotthis.org. They also have a special event Facebook page up as well. So mark it down in your calendars. Head up now. It's only $20 to go out.
Very reasonable.
For the game. And you know what, Dave? It's tax season winding down here, and people who've done their returns, unless you filed the extension, you're like, you know what? Helping out a charitable cause is first and foremost good for
around.
The soul.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's good to help
course.
Out each other. But you know what? You notice that helping out, nonprofits like this will help you out financially as well.
Well, also too, Vin, for nonprofits, they usually get a majority of their funding at the end of the year because people want to get their write-offs for the different reasons. That's when the money comes in. But, you know, January, February, March, they need that money.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if you're making this up, you wanted to give $1,200 to different charities, we'll do it $100 a month. The impact's the same for your taxes.
Yeah.
Do it. They need that money the whole year, not just at the end of the year.
And, you know, we've said it too before, like even if it's $5, $10
right.
a month.
I just made that up. $10 a month, $5, whatever.
Whatever you can, whatever your means allow.
Yeah, do it.
And, yeah, so check out jakescotthis.org. It has all the information you need. It's got some pictures from last year. Also, we'll have a recap as well, 94.3thepoint.com, the 94.3thepoint app. I'll post it up in a little bit with all the information you need to know about Jake's Got This. It'll have our conversation with Shannon Kalesa, and it'll give you the details you need to know about the second annual Police versus Fire Charity softball game coming up May 6th. How about Jake's Got This? Again, just $20 to go. Watch the police and fire go against each other on the diamond. And then I think the winner of that game, she said, plays a team that Jake's putting together.
That's right.
So Jake's,
love it.
Jake had a pretty good team last
yes,
year.
He did.
So you guys
yes,
are in for
did.
A little bit of competition again this year. He's
looking
building
forward to
another
seeing
stacked
this. This is
lineup.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, buddy.
So great stuff. Check
great
it out,
show.
94.3thepoint.com. Have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, everybody. Dave, you as well.
Thank you, and
hopefully
thank you to
all the Mets
listeners.
Win for you today.
Hey, all is well. And again, most important, thank you for the listeners each and every week.
Absolutely. You can email us, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. And don't forget, check out Dave's Financial Wake Up Call podcast as well. Dave's
thank
got
you.
Some good stuff cooking for you.
Excellent. Enjoy the week, my friend.
Have a great Sunday, a great week ahead, everybody. More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now. Shore Sports Talk every Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Short Time with Vin and Dave every Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m. Where else do you want to be Sunday morning?
This is where you want to be, buddy.
94.3 The Point, 6 to 8 a.m. every Sunday. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Take care.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, You need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.